The Way of a World. Having mislaid it and then found again in a changed mind the image of a gull the autumn gust had pulled upwards and past the window I watched from, I recovered too the ash key, borne by whirling on the same surge of air, like an animate thing. The scene was there again. The bird, the seed, the wind lines drawn in the sidelong sweep of leaves and branches that only the black and supple boughs restrained. All would have joined in the weightless anarchy of air but for that counterpoise. All rose clear in the memory now, though memory did not choose or value it first. It came with its worth, and like those tree tips fine as dishevelling hair, but steadied and mastered as they are, that worth outlasted its lost time when the cross-currents had carried it under. In all these evanescences of daily air, it is the shapes of change, and not the bare glancing vibrations that vein and branch through the moving textures. We grasp the way of a world in the seed, the gull swayed toiling against the two gravities that root and uproot the trees.